Now, we are in the last section of the exhibition, dedicated to the influence that Phidias's art had on sculpture in subsequent centuries. The first greatest inheritance is most certainly linked to the development of the acrolithic technique. In Magna Graecia especially, widespread use was made of this technique, in which marble was employed for the exposed parts of the statue, like the head and limbs, while the rest of the body was covered by clothing resting upon a wooden frame. The fabrics employed could be highly prized, and precious stones were often used for certain elements created separately, like the eyeballs. Particularly interesting is the so-called Apollo acrolith, known as the Apollo of Chiro, which wore a metal wig on its head, fastened in place by pins. The bronze wig in the display case to the right must have been similar, although it unfortunately does not belong to the sculpture.